All right, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. You can do better than this, right? It's the last session of the day, I think. And then right after this, we are going to party, right? We can do better than this. Good afternoon, everyone. All right. I'm Sesha Mani. I'm a principal program manager in the Office 365, SharePoint Online, and the OneDrive for Business team. And my team focuses on the hybrid scenarios. I think many of you might have seen me in my previous sessions where I talked about some of the hybrid scenarios that are available today. And in this session, we're going to focus specifically on the new hybrid scenarios that we are introducing for SharePoint on-premises. And I also have here with me Jeffrey Zhu, who's a PM on my team, who is helping me out on all these hybrid scenarios as well. So he will also come on stage and share with you a specific scenario too. So I thought I'll just spend one slide or two slides just to give you an overview on hybrid. And how many of you have deployed some hybrid scenarios, one or the other, today? Okay, that's good. And how many of you are in 2013 today, 2013 on-prem? Okay, quite a few, okay. Let me get started, and I'll keep going on the other questions too. Starting with what is SharePoint hybrid? Basically, it is about getting the best of both the worlds, both your on-premises as well as in the cloud. We totally acknowledge that on-premises, there is already a lot of investments and customizations have happened. And at the same time, in the Office 365, there are a lot of innovations are happening so rapidly. And how do we get the best of both the worlds, both the online Office 365 innovations and at the same time, existing investments and customizations that you already have today? And even perhaps some scenarios, perhaps on-premises is where you want to do some of those achievements scenarios as well. And if you notice in the on-premises, I explicitly called out 2013 as well as 2016. And the reason for that is I want to make sure everybody internalizes that. In order to get hybrid benefits, it doesn't mean you have to upgrade to the 2016, and only then you are able to get the benefits of these hybrid scenarios. Within 2013 itself, you will be able to pretty much all the scenarios. I will call out asterisks in, I think, one or two scenarios, which are now available only in 2016. But pretty much all the other rest of the scenarios, you will be able to get it in 2013 itself. So for example, if I look at our journey in the whole hybrid, and I've been in the hybrid area for about 2.5 years already. Back in 2014, it was just hybrid search. And it was like a 20-page white paper where we published and said, here is all the steps you have to go through to configure and have a federated search between your on-prem and in the cloud. And then we added a few more scenarios in 2015, such as hybrid OneDrive for Business, which means you can have your OneDrive for Business in the cloud. You can offer your end users OneDrive for Business in the cloud while continue to keep your on-premises SharePoint. Hybrid team sites, in which case the low business impact and medium business impact sites and the self-service sites that you are normally doing on-prem, you can start having them in Office 365 SharePoint Online, while in on-premises continue to keep your high business impact sites, perhaps fully customized sites in on-premises too. But from the end user perspective, they can get a seamless navigation between your on-premises and in the cloud team sites. Hybrid extranets, it's the same concept, except the external facing sites, you can have them in the Office 365, while the internal intranets and portals and so on, which you may already have them in the on-premises. Provide a way to connect, again, a seamless navigation for your end users. Last but not least is the cloud search application. This is the very, I would say, taking one step further in the whole hybrid journey by providing you a way to actually have your search index, both for your on-prem content and the cloud content, in Office 365, so it's a single index that is in the cloud. And in on-premises, all it is doing is it is crawling your on-premises content, creating the index, but then push it into the cloud. And then SharePoint Online sites, the crawler will happen there and push the index into the same index too. So now you have a single index that has both your on-premises and the cloud content. So we previewed it in 2015, and then in 2016, we actually GA'd it as well. How many of you, show of hands, actually have deployed it and have tried it out? Few of you, okay. I encourage you to take a look at it on all of these hybrid scenarios. Search application scenario, I should also acknowledge that it's a little bit complex. It's not as easy as some other scenarios, which are very easy to configure them. And this one area, hybrid search, is also we are trying to make it even simpler to configure that hybrid search as well. But it gets a lot of benefit. Like you can think about even retiring your search index servers in on-premises. Rather, use cloud, the elastic storage power of the cloud, to have your indexes in the cloud itself, so that your on-prem becomes more like a computing machine where crawler is happening for on-prem, pushing that into the cloud index. The other aspect is the hybrid extensible app launcher. In this year, as you know, we announced 2016 RTM back in March. As part of it, we also introduced the app launcher experience, which is the way you navigate across multiple applications in Office 365. We brought that experience to also 2016 on-premises. There is a hybrid scenario picker, which is ability to help you as admins easily configure hybrid scenarios. One of the feedback we got back in 2015 is that it's too hard to configure hybrid because it's like two different environments. It seems like a rocket science. I need to go and read this 20-page white paper and learn about what is OAuth, what is the tenant realm that I need to have in the cloud. Also, the signing certificates from on-prem connecting it to the cloud seems a lot of rocket science I have to do. And with the hybrid scenario picker wizard, we actually made that experience much more seamless and simple as well. I'll show you in a minute in a demo as well. On some of the scenarios, we actually from the ground up, like hybrid OneDrive for Business, hybrid team size, hybrid extranets, hybrid extensible app launcher, all those ones from the ground up as we are building the scenario, we also made it as a design goal to make the admin configuration experience much more simple as well. So that's how they resulted in hybrid scenario picker configuration wizard. Last but not least, the profile redirection, which is in the cloud, we get a much richer Dell profile experience, right? The Office Graph, the power of Office Graph, as well as the profile experience, including data from Exchange, data from your custom properties and everything in a nice tile fashion and so on. We thought, well, that's a richer experience. How can we bring that and make it available for on-prem users as well? So with the hybrid profile redirection, you can configure some of your on-prem users to be able to get that Dell profile experience while continue to have their intranets and team sites in the on-premises. And then, of course, 2016, we RTM did early this year, and all the hybrid scenarios that I'm mentioning is part of the 2016 itself. So this is, you know, overall, like, what's our journey has been, and we believe we are now at the point of next generation hybrid scenarios with all these new scenarios that we have been releasing. Now let's talk about, in this session, before I go to that next slide, here is one single URL, like hybrid.office.com or aka.ms/sphybrid. All these scenarios that I quickly glanced through just now has detailed scenario as details as well as specifications are available in that URL. And also, I did an Ignite session going further details in these specific scenarios, I think back in a couple of days back on Tuesday. So there's a link there for my Ignite session, so you can take a look at that as well. Because in this session, we are going to talk about three new hybrid scenarios. And we looked at our current hybrid customers, and just so you are aware, we have over 30% of our on-prem customers are now hybrid connected to the cloud. So that is roughly about one-third of the on-premises customers. And it's been, especially in the last year and a half, the momentum is growing, really growing to able to take advantage of the cloud and at the same time, you know, continue to have the on-premise. That's why the hybrid cloud momentum is growing really in the last year and a half. So we start getting customer feedback. And we also started addressing some of those feedbacks. So I selected three key feedbacks that we have been getting from these hybrid customers who have adapted already the SharePoint hybrid scenarios. And I'll start with one of the key feedback was, well, it's great to have the Office 365 and providing all the benefits, but I can't move or migrate all my on-premises into the cloud. However, I want to provide my end users the rich capabilities like Office 365 Video and Office 365 Dell. Is there any option for me to allow that to happen? Now, obviously, in 2016, as you know, we have introduced the app launcher experience. So out of the box in 2016, you can get that value. But it's not available in 2013 itself. So that's why we got that feedback. The second major feedback we got was, you guys have looked at search. You have looked at OneDrive for Business, team sites, and you also gave some experience on the profile as well. But then what about taxonomy, which is the key underlying foundation for the team size? How many of you are big taxonomy users in here? Quite a lot of you. Because it's very common that in order to have an easy discoverability and categorization of your contents in SharePoint, you want to have a consistent taxonomy. So the feedback we got was, in a hybrid world where you have some content in cloud and some in the on-prem, what's the story for the taxonomy? The second other feedback we got is, well, now that the content is both places, my users are out there using both the content, both in the cloud and the on-prem, I want to know what are all the activities they are doing, so which is really auditing. Like, how do I able to audit both users' activities in the cloud as well as in the on-prem? So in a way, unified auditing as well. So let's go through each of those feedback and see what the solutions we have. So I'm going to start with Extensible App Launcher. So the first feedback is, like I said earlier, you know, I cannot move all the content to the cloud to make use of the new innovations. I want to get it from the on-prem. Is there an option? Well, we are delighted to announce that there is an extensible app launcher for SharePoint 2013 as well. Meaning, go ahead. Somebody was. Let's go ahead. Don't feel shy to applause. Because this, yes, it will be available as part of the hybrid, not as a pure on-prem thing. It's a pure hybrid. It's a hybrid feature. And it is available, by the way, as of September 2016, cumulative update that we shipped first week of September, so early this month, actually. So if you wanted to take advantage of this particular feature, please make sure that you have the September 2016 cumulative update. And as you know, in 2016, the feature is already available. Now, what this allows us to do is, even in 2013, when you are wanting to expose these Office 365 innovations to your on-prem users, such as, for example, Office 365 Video or Office 365 Dell, or even further, let's say you have some custom applications in LOB and you want to give them a single way, single navigation way to get them to those custom tiles as well. In Office 365, as you know, you can customize the app launcher. So you can add a link to your HR web application or perhaps your payroll systems and so on. So you can add those in Office 365 and the same tiles that you are customizing in Office 365 now also will become available for your on-prem users as well. So in other words, when they are in the 2013 on-prem team site, they will see this new waffle app launcher show up on the left, top left. When they click on it, the thing you're seeing in the screen, the picture, this is the experience they will see as well. So we are augmenting their experience so that they can now not only look at their on-prem experience, they also can get into the cloud. I'm going to ask Jeff to come in and then walk us through on this scenario and also go through a demo as well. So please welcome Jeff and get started.
Hey guys. So as Sesha mentioned, the entire idea here was that, you know, we understand that the vast majority, we just released 2016 and there's a bunch of new shiny things in 2016, but we understand that most of you guys are still in 2013 today and will still be for the next couple of years. So we didn't want to wait for you guys to have to upgrade to 2016 to really get all of these new innovations and cloud innovations. So we're bringing it to you where you guys are today. So as, I mean, just to go back through a quick overview, as Sesha mentioned, the idea is that, you know, from within SharePoint 2013, you can access your Office 365 services like Video and Dell and, you know, really start leveraging some of the power. And so instead of building a video portal for your on-premises training videos, leverage Office 365 to do that instead. And the important part is that, once again, you don't have to do anything with your on-premises today. This is simply augmenting your existing on-premises with additional services like Office 365. You don't need to migrate, you don't need to move, you can keep everything where it is today. And also, as Sesha mentioned, you can also extend it with custom tiles in Office 365, which allows you to even further customize the app launcher itself, so you can point to, you're right, your HR website, your payroll website, whatever you want and whatever you need for your customers, for your users. So just to give you guys a quick look at in terms of what it actually will look like. So this is, in SharePoint 2013, you guys are familiar with a top navigation bar, you know, with the newsfeed OneDrive sites on the right. But if you actually see on the left, we've actually added the waffle, the app launcher that you traditionally see in SharePoint 2016. You'll actually, once you open it, you'll see it's already been pre-filled with not only your classic newsfeed OneDrive insights, but also Dell Video and custom tiles as well. So I'll show you a demo of this in a little bit. I just wanted to talk briefly, though, about we understand, though, that SharePoint 2013, though, is obviously an in-market product. It's something that you guys use and are using today. So we actually wanted to be very, very careful and give you guys some options in terms of how you guys actually want to roll this out to your users. So we kind of did that all by design. So there's two primary ways that we can roll this out. So the first one is something that we actually use across all hybrid features. We like to call it hybrid audience. And the idea here is that you can choose a selective group of users to actually have hybrid experiences to begin with. So imagine that you have a marketing team versus an R&D team. And you say the R&D team stays purely on premises because it needs to be. But marketing, you know, actually, I want them to start using Office 365 video. I want them to start using, you know, some of the newer stuff. You can actually select an audience so that only the marketing team would actually get the experience, the hybrid features. And then the second way is that for 2013, we also understand that a lot of you guys have customizations, you guys have changed what exactly that suite nav looks like. So we also allow you to actually target specific site collections to turn this feature on. So that, you know, in case we don't want to, you know, have to force you across your entire SharePoint on-premises to have this app launcher appear there, so you can actually selectively turn it on individual features. So with that, I will go ahead and jump over to my demo box. Great. So what you see here is actually our on-premises environment in SharePoint 2013. So this is exactly what you guys are familiar with today, what you guys just saw. You know, the classic top nav with this one's actually turned on as hybrid with Yammer, OneDrive and Sites in the top right. So I'm actually going to quickly walk you through how simple and easy it is to actually deploy this. So what we're going to do is that this is actually an environment that we've already directory synchronized into the cloud, so our user identities are the same between on-premises and the cloud. All you need to do at this point is actually, when you're on your on-premises server box, go to log into your Office 365 SharePoint admin portal. And on the top left, this is the hybrid picker experience that we'll see that you probably may or may or not tried already. But you'll see a configure hybrid tab on the left bar. And as you can see, this brings you to a hybrid picker page. And the idea here is that once you actually click on select, let's say, the hybrid picker experience, you're actually going to be taken through a wizard-like experience that will completely automate the setup for you. So what it's done is actually it's gone to the cloud, it's downloaded an application onto your on-premises box, and then what it's going to do now is it's actually going to ask me for my admin credentials. The question was, does this work, does this do ADFS and other, I'm sorry, could you repeat it?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So the question is if you use ADFS, whether or not you need to use separate credentials for this application. To my knowledge, I don't think you do. I think it should be able to automatically understand from there.
But so what you're adding here is the top one is really the form administrator. So the form administrator credential. And then for Office 365, it needs to be a global administrator credential, the tenant global administrator.
Yeah. So these are two separate sets of credentials. So you're authenticated against your on-premises and your Office 365 tenancy. Yeah. So that we can actually make sure that you're actually allowed to set up the authentication between the two. So as you can see, it succeeded. And then now what we're actually going to start through the next process, it's actually going to go check the prerequisites. So what this means is that it's actually going to go into your on-premises, since it's running on your server box, authenticated as you. It's going to make sure you're running the right version of SharePoint. It's going to make sure you have farm admin credentials, the user profile service is running, all the necessary prerequisites you have in on-premises. And at the same time, it's also getting configuration data from the cloud, meaning it understands which tenant you're actually talking about, and it understands what you're exactly targeting. And then you'll see in a little bit what will happen is that it'll actually create a checklist of all the necessary prerequisites. And if you are missing some, it'll actually tell you which ones you're missing so that you can go and correct them. Because all these prerequisites are going to be necessary for you to actually successfully configure hybrid. So as you can see here, everything seems to be OK. And you can also have a report of this later, and it'll tell you exactly what you need to do to fix this if something does not go right. All right, so the next step is as simple as this, is that you get to choose exactly what you want to configure here. So currently, we offer OneDrive, Sites, and App Launcher, and Extranet within this experience itself. So So let's just go ahead. Let's just say that, you know, we actually just want to enable the app launcher experience today. And then click Next here. And after that, it's actually going to completely configure everything automatically, meaning that it's actually going to configure OAuth. It's going to actually make sure your certs work. And besides that, it's going to essentially automate the entire experience for you. You don't have to lift another finger besides that. Because after this is finished, you'll see in a little bit, after it finishes validating here, there's actually just one other step that you need to do, because you actually need to decide which features, which sites that you actually want to enable this on. As I mentioned before, we actually enable this with a granular rollout, so you can decide which sites that you actually want to enable the app launcher in. So all you need to do at this point then is that you just need to run a simple enable SP feature. We call it SweetNav. And then let's do it on this page itself. This is a pretty standard SP feature framework here. After that's done, let's head back to this page itself and refresh it. Hopefully the demo Wi-Fi works. And actually, you'll have to probably give it a second right now to appear, because it's actually querying against Office 365. And there it is. As simple as that. And you can see your Delve and video right there. So obviously, once again, you can just click on Delve. You can click on Video. And that means your 2013 users can already start leveraging seamlessly leveraging the Office 365 innovations from where they are today. Great. And with that, I will turn it back over to Sesha, who will continue on.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. So how many of you liked it? It's pretty quick, right? Pretty quick to set it up and then get it up and running. The two part I want to make sure that you internalize is the rollout aspect that Jeff talked about. Because we understand this is an UX change, right? Usually it is not that easy to get the change across. If it is a UX change, it's even further harder, right? So that's why we are giving the flexibility of picking in a specific site collection, as well as picking a specific users. You know, you can start with a specific department and then have them who really have a need for getting the video portal, perhaps for the training videos, perhaps for the team meetings and things like that. So you can start having them. Even internally, for example, we have a CEO connection group, which is a video portal where all Satya's videos and things like that are widely spread for all the employees of Microsoft. That's one way we use our video portal internally, for example. So depending on the needs or business need that the specific department has, you can start leveraging some of this stuff too. If you don't mind holding the questions in the last minute, because I do have two more things to finish up, then I'll come back to the questions, because I want to make sure we are right on time too. So let me kick off the next scenario. One of the key feedback we got is, like I said earlier, is the taxonomy data. And as many of you have raised your hands when I asked how many of you are using taxonomy, think through on what's the best way we can offer this, providing a single consistent taxonomy across on-premises and the Office 365. And for some customers, we did hear that it is actually a blocker, because in order to have, especially for example, construction companies, the taxonomy is the core to their SharePoint usage. They have taxonomy terms such as public school projects, or is it more like a private school project? They want to differentiate the construction project. The way they do that is by just using taxonomy terms. So we are delighted to announce today that hybrid taxonomy is going to be available in preview as of the 2016 feature pack 1. Right? One more. I'll add one more. It's also going to be available in preview for 2013 as well, SharePoint 2013 as well. Now you can applaud. That part of the September 2016 cumulative update that I talked about, it includes this capability in preview as well. So if you upgrade your 2013 environment to the cumulative update that we shipped early this month, then you will be able to run through the configuring hybrid taxonomy in your test or pre-prod environment, and then try this out as well. So that's one another news. And also, if you are interested in, I have really a need, immediate need, for getting this hybrid taxonomy deployed, and I would like to try it out, do it in production. I have an email address that I called out here. It's sptapad@microsoft.com. Of course, the slides will be available, so you can email that email to that email address, and we will get back to you and help you get through in the production environments. We are looking for early adapters, so that will be an opportunity for you if you are in immediate need to get going with this as well. Now let's talk about what is hybrid taxonomy and the architecture behind it. So first and foremost, it enables you with a shared taxonomy between your online Office 365 and on-premises. And what it means is you can manage in one place, which is in SharePoint Online, which is the master for your taxonomy. And then this feature actually enables replicating that taxonomy down to your on-premises as well. So in other words, you don't have to change anything in your current structure in on-premises. Let's say typically you have a service form, a single centralized service form where you have the services running. You have multiple front-end forms where all the front-end forms are consuming from that services form. All you're doing is, from that services form, move the taxonomy terms or seed into the SharePoint Online and then configure this hybrid taxonomy. I have an architecture slide, next slide, and I'll show you in a little bit more detail. And then from the online, because of this replication, the centralized service form will get populated with the taxonomy updates. Then from that point onwards, there's no other changes needed in your on-premises. You're not making any other changes. In other words, your front ends in on-prem continue to talk to the same centralized service form in on-prem. And it is also important because of the availability and things like that that you have already done. So that's why it is the approach that we have taken to make sure that the only connection is from your taxonomy forms, the centralized service form, to your SPO, SharePoint Online. The other aspect I will call out is the term store, the terms and groups, those are available in both the environments. And actually, let me actually get to the architecture slide, and I'll talk about it in more detail. And in this particular picture, majority of the components are fairly, you are all familiar with. Like in on-prem, we have a taxonomy service application, taxonomy database. Site collections are using that taxonomy database and service application to serve the taxonomy terms. In the online, in SharePoint Online, we have the similar design. However, the taxonomy service application, the database, is actually you are sharing with the other tenants because it's a multi-tenant environment. So the key point is the green components that I have made it a little bigger. The first and foremost is there is a new replication timer job. And when you configure hybrid taxonomy, this timer job will get enabled. And what it does is it points to the CSOM endpoint that we have exposed in the SharePoint Online. Periodically, it checks for, do I have an update for taxonomy from SharePoint Online, right? If there is an update, then it will pick that update and then push it into your on-premises as well. And of course, it's a timer job, which means you can run on demand as well. So let's say in SPO, you just added a taxonomy and you want it immediately replicated to your on-prem as well. Just go to your central admin page. I'll show you in a minute in a demo. And then click run now. That will on demand, you can force the replication to happen as well. That's another key point. The second biggest component is there is an admin PowerShell we have introduced, which allows you to migrate the existing on-premises taxonomy into SPO, in SharePoint Online taxonomy, so that you can seed with the initial taxonomy in the cloud. So that's why the admin PowerShell is available, and that's perhaps the one-time migration you are doing. And after that, you are just managing your taxonomy right in SharePoint Online itself. Let the replication timer job take care of bringing it down to on-premises. So, I'm getting there. Just a few more slides. you're absolutely right. So first point, the couple of key architecture points I want to call out. Taxonomy is a fairly big area, so I'm going to take a little bit more slides to walk you through on it. First of all, the master copy is in SharePoint Online, meaning you are managing going forward those taxonomy terms in the SharePoint Online itself. Let the replication timer job takes care of the replication to on-prem. Second of all, I think you're asked about IDs. Yes, the IDs will be the same from on-prem and online. Now, that's a huge important point, because many of you who have used taxonomy today would know, today one of the problem is, whether you're migrating your site collection to the cloud, you will get a new taxonomy created in online that will get a new ID for those terms, which means you need to do a mapping of that ID to the old ID and update your content in the online, only then the taxonomy will be correctly mapped. We understand that problem, that's why we made the design choice to make sure the IDs are the same. There's another benefit here. Because the IDs are the same, let's say you have an on-prem site collection that uses a specific taxonomy term. Let's say public school project, right? That's one of the taxonomy uses. So it has the same ID in the cloud as well as in on-prem. That site collection, 3 months down the road, you choose to migrate into the cloud. And when you do that, because the ID is the same, you don't have to do any sort of complex mapping anymore. You just move your content onto the cloud. the taxonomy will be intact because it has the same ID. So that's another key benefit as well. Okay? You like it? Yes. I know people who work very close to taxonomy, they know how hard this problem is today. So I mentioned about taxonomy replication job. So this will replicate on demand as well. You can force it, as well as full replication happens once in a week. This is just to ensure that the consistency is always there. Also, in order to seed your SPO taxonomy, not only in the UX, but also programmatic way, you can push taxonomy terms as well. And also, there's a third-party management, metadata management systems out there. So you can push from that system using our CSOM API to seed your SharePoint Online taxonomy. I talked about admin PowerShell already. And of course, I cannot finish the talk without talking about Content Type Hub. So if you have content types that you are using today in on-premises, typically they are basically off of your taxonomy terms. So this hybrid taxonomy story gives you the way to consistent taxonomy between online and on-prem. But you need to continue to keep your content type hub both in on-prem and in the online. But it's a separate hub you are having. But behind the scene, they use the same taxonomy term as well. Okay? So those are the key architecture points that I wanted to share. And instead of going through the screenshots, I'm going to switch over to the demo and show you the ability now to configure this hybrid taxonomy. All right, so let me go ahead. So I'm now logged into my 2016 on-premises form as the form administrator. I'm also logged into my Office 365 tenant as the global and SharePoint tenant administrator. And as Jeff pointed out earlier, this hybrid picker configuration page in SharePoint Online is the single central place for configuring all your hybrid scenarios. I mean, today it doesn't have all of them. The only thing missing here is the hybrid search scenario. But as I mentioned earlier, as we introduce new hybrid scenarios, our design principle is to make sure the configuration of the hybrid scenario is also fairly simple. In that regard, as you can see here, there is a new hybrid SharePoint taxonomy preview as well that is available right there in the Tenant Admin Center. So I'm logged into on-prem, logged into my Office 365, and I see this experience available there. All I have to do is go ahead and then click on that link. It is going to walk me through the wizard-like experience to configure the taxonomy in my box. Now, I'm not going to go through the full picker experience because Jeff has already showed you what the wizard looked like. The key point is it's going to ask you in this wizard at one point, what is your on-prem taxonomy store? Because it's possible you have multiple taxonomy stores. It will ask you for that. And also, what taxonomy groups that you want to replicate from online to the on-prem. So what I mean by that is, let me show you the SharePoint Online taxonomy terms store itself. And then I will go from there. Here we go. So if you look at this on-prem, on SharePoint Online store, I have these taxonomy groups that are available for me. And you have a choice to replicate all the taxonomy groups to your on-premises. Or you can choose to say some taxonomy groups are only meant for SharePoint Online sites, so I'm going to leave them just for that. And then you pick only the taxonomy groups you need for your on-premises. You can just replicate that. So there is an option for you to selectively replicate only specific groups down to on-premises as well. Here are some example taxonomy groups that I have created. So that is an option that you need as part of your configuration wizard that you can configure. Now, once I have configured this, you will see a new timer job, which let me zoom in a bit. And if you notice, there is a taxonomy groups timer, groups replication timer job that gets introduced in your on-premises form. So you walk through the wizard experience. At the end of the experience, of course, it will check, do you have all the prerequisites? Do you have a 2013 cumulative update for September installed? Do you have taxonomy service up and running? It will do all the prerequisites checks, and then it will enable this particular timer job, taxonomy groups timer job, which is the one doing the hard work, basically configuring, you know, getting it from your SharePoint Online and then pushing it into your on-premises timer job, on-premises taxonomy database. Now, of course, because it's a timer job in on-prem, you can click on that timer job itself, and then there is a run now button right here. So if you have to have an on-demand replication happening, you just go to this page and then click run now. And of course, there's also a PowerShell way of triggering the automatic run as well. I'll take one question. Yes, please. Yeah, that's a great question. I know you're getting very deeper into the taxonomy. Anytime when we say replications, you need to make sure that if you have a links between the groups, then both the groups has to be replicated as well. You cannot have a, because it makes, doesn't make sense, like, you know, I have only replicating, let's say, group A, but it has a link to group B that's not replicated, then it will be a failure. So it will tell you, sorry, it has a link to group, which is group B, you should select that as well. So it has to be in the, in that package. Sorry? It will do that. It will do the checking, and then it will tell you, you're trying to replicate group A. Group A has this term, which is linked to group B over there, but you're not selecting that. So it will tell you that process. So at the same time, though, to be fair, if you have a very complex taxonomy system today, and perhaps there are some orphaned groups, some orphaned terms out there, which is pretty common, right? There might be some admin involvement here, because you're now touching or talking about perhaps 10, 20 years we have been running taxonomy. Now you're trying to move the master to the cloud. There could be some additional steps. As an admin, you have to take it. But those are all like one time. You need to fix your taxonomies, make sure that the replication is properly done. So deprecated, no, yeah, inactive ones, yeah.
So, okay. Regards to the taxonomy, does it have any implications on search as in files? So when you replicate your taxonomy from online to on-premises,
I couldn't hear you closely. If you don't mind, can you get me to the microphone?
The lights
are too bright. It's kind of, I can't even see how many people are sitting there.
Does it have any implications on hybrid search, i.e. You've got hybrid taxonomy, so if you've got hybrid search as well, does it also allow you to use, for instance, the same refiners across your entire?
Yes. In fact, one of the key thing is, once you have hybrid taxonomy configured, the search experience will be much more better if you have a taxonomy-driven or search refiners using these taxonomy terms. Now, once you have this, I would say it kind of goes both hand in hand, right? Hybrid search and hybrid taxonomy. Then you get a much better experience. Today, it's not that problem. It's not that way, because the search refiners that uses taxonomy terms are might work in on-prem, but not in a hybrid way. But in this case, configure hybrid taxonomy as well as hybrid search, which means if you have a search refiner or search taxonomy-driven search experience, then it can use both taxonomy as well. Okay. So that's far about taxonomy terms. Again, it's a pretty big area, but in the interest of time, I also have one more scenario that I wanted to touch base. So I'll switch over to the next scenario. Okay, and a couple of slides that I have to walk you through. Here is the screen that I talked about in the configuration wizard, where it will ask you for what's your local on-prem URL and the on-prem term store name? What is the remote URL, which is your SharePoint online URL? And then what groups from HPO that you would like to replicate down? By default, it will tell you replicate all groups, but you have a choice to say replicate only group A, B, and C, but not D, E, and F. So you can have a choice to do that. Okay. I showed you the demo. Let's talk about next scenario. It is about, like I said, both on-prem and the cloud content are there, and users are using both the content. There are activities happening in both places. How do I get a single visibility view into a hybrid deployment? And it's especially crucial from the both security perspective as well as the insights and visibility into it, right? And even today, in an on-premises, just having a visibility into your on-premises itself is a huge benefit by having this. In the cloud, we have the Office 365 Security and Compliance Center, which gives you a unified view across Office 365 resources, such as SharePoint Online, Exchange Online, and Skype for Business. It gives you that unified view. Whereas in the connection between on-prem to the cloud, there is no such thing exists. That's one of the key feedback we got. And we are delighted to announce that there is hybrid auditing, which will be available in preview as well. And this is going to be, please, yes. How many of you are aware of this already? I know Jeff's keynotes, we already talked about this. We mentioned this as well. It will be coming for Feature Pack 1 in 2016. And Feature Pack 1 is going to be available on November 2016. So it's in two months from now, basically. So it will be available at that time. And currently, it's not available in 2013. as it's only in 2016. So I would say this is the asterisk feature that I mentioned, that one of the hybrid features that is available only in 2016, and again in feature pack one. All right, so what is hybrid auditing? The quick way to put it is it's enabling admins, like the both hybrid admins, I would say on-premises admins and the people who are managing your on, SharePoint online sites, ability to have visibility into the user's activities, both in on-premises and in your Office 365 SharePoint online as well. So you can see the real-time user activities that are happening both in your premises, both in on-prem and in the cloud. How many of you are familiar with the Office 365 Security and Compliance Center? Few of you? Okay, I'll spend a minute just to mention and talk about what that feature is, because it's actually the foundation on which the hybrid auditing is built. So it's good, it's important to know what the foundation is. Across Office 365 resources, like Exchange Online and SharePoint Online, there are a lot of user activities happening. Not only user activities, but also admin activities happening. And one of the key feedback we got was to have a visibility into what are all the activities that the user is doing. So for example, you may be saying, well, I want to know whether some users are deleting files, you know, just like that, left and right. You may also know to say whether some people are oversharing with the external teams, external partners from my tenant. You may also want to be able to say, well, is there people out, the specific external sites that are being externally shared, or is it like all the sites that I have in SharePoint Online are being externally shared? From an admin point of view, you may also want to know, is any admin is deleting some users in the directory? Because when time comes to have handling with the escalations, you want to be able to go back and see what sort of activities have happened in your tenant. That's why we are providing this unified view across this Office 365 workloads. With on-premises, with the hybrid auditing, as you see in this screenshot, once you enable hybrid auditing feature in your on-premises in 2016, it has a new service that we introduced, and I'll demo it in a minute. That service will start uploading the logs from your on-premises, the audit logs specifically, which includes just the user activities, into the Office 365 Security and Compliance Center. So then when you go into the Security and Compliance Center, you not only see the activities from SharePoint Online, so here is the one I'm highlighting, Contoso/Seisha Mani, as you can imagine. The user is Contoso/Seisha Mani, which means a Windows integrated user that is authenticated in on-prem. Because in the cloud, all the authentications are done by Azure Active Directory, which is usually an email address, like the one you are seeing, like Seisha M at Contoso@onmicrosoft.com. So you can differentiate that way. Also, the URL of these activities, of course, will be the on-premises URL as well. The next question is, what are all the activities that are from on-prem are being audited? The key point to take away is, it's the file access activities. That's the first and foremost thing we think is important in order to surface them in a single view, so that you can see across both online and on-prem, the given user, what are all the file access activities he's doing. I have a link to the Office 365 audit logs search, so it has a full list of, I would say, descriptions on each of these activities as well. Let's talk about quickly an architecture flow, how the auditing works, because as you can imagine, it's a fairly involved architecture, I would say. In the on-line, so there's one, two, and three steps are here. So the first step is you go into the SharePoint Online Tenant Admin Center, configure your hybrid auditing feature. Again, it is part of that hybrid configuration wizard that I talked about. When you configure that in your 2016 feature pack one, it enables a service called SharePoint Insights service. It's a new service that we introduced in SharePoint 2016 feature pack one. It enables that particular service. And then as part of your Slappy logs in the on-premises, there's a new audit logs called SP Unified Audit Logs that gets added as well. So those audit logs will be picked up by this SharePoint Insights service. Then through the hybrid channel, which you have configured already in the configuration wizard in step one, it will get propagated to Office 365 logs. So that in step three, when you're going into Security and Compliance Center, trying to look for some activities, it will show both your online activity as well as on-premises activities that got pushed in the step two as well. So that's the quick architecture flow for this scenario. I'm going to quickly go through the demo. I'm going to mention to you in the next slide. So I have right here, as you can see on the Tenant Admin Center, hybrid auditing preview. That's the new scenario that you can enable right from your Tenant Admin Center. And the requirement here is you are running this wizard or wizard experience in the 2016 on-prem form with the feature pack 1 installed. So that is the key requirement. And once you configure that and it's installing and running, there will be a new service called SharePoint Insights service. So I'm going to go to my central admin page. Go ahead and find that. And then if I go into my, let's see, managing services in the form. There we go. And if you notice, there is a new service called Microsoft SharePoint Insights. So that's the new service that's get added and enabled in your environment as part of this. Now, this is all behind the scene. It will happen for you, so you don't have to really configure anything manually. And also, there is no additional inputs here. It will just install the service for you, and it is uploading documents. I think the activity is every 5 minutes, so that's how the activity will be happening. The more interesting point is, let me log in as an end user. So I'm now logged in as an end user, and I'm going to add, or let's say, let's do the deletion. So I'm going to delete some of these files. I'm in the on-premises team site here, by the way. So I'm going to go ahead and delete the file right there. And let me go ahead and upload some documents. So end users are basically performing some file access activities. Go. Okay, and now once, you know, this is of course ongoing activities. What the activity has happened, the after 5 minutes or 5 to 10 minutes, I would say, in the audit log security compliance center. So let me go back to the audit logs. Here we go. And let me refresh the page just to make sure I have the latest session. All right, and if I hover over on the search and investigation, one of the option is audit log search. So I go ahead and select that audit log search. Now I am logged in as the global administrator for the tenant. That is the permission you need in order to look at these audit logs. And if I look at the results activities, there are several options here for me. So the first and foremost is file and folder activities. So you can filter in because, you know, one of the key point to keep in mind is sometimes these audit logs becomes too noisy because everything is getting added. And if you just say, show me all the activities, I guarantee you will get really lost with all the activities. So I recommend start with the activity that you have in mind. Of course, you can add more as you need it. But don't ever start with, which I'm going to suggest my team to change the default, don't ever start with show all user activities. Because then you don't know what you're looking for. The immediate thing will be it's useless. Like, I can't do anything with this thing, right? So start with the activity that you care about. So in this case, I actually care about, let me zoom out. And these activities, not only file and folder access, in the online, there is synchronization activities, site administration activities, of course, exchange mailbox activities. There are so many activities that are being logged in one place. So keep that in mind. The key for on-prem hybrid auditing, the file and folder activities is the interesting one. So I'm going to just select those set of activities. And then, of course, I have a time frame here, and then I can go ahead and click search. So now what it is going to do is, in the previous architecture I showed you, the logs database that we have is going to pull against that and then show me all the activities that are happening in my system. And if I can zoom in, you can immediately see the first entry that I see is Contoso/Jeffrey. So that's an activity I just did in the on-premises log. It get pushed into the cloud, and then immediately it is showing up into my audit log search in the cloud. Okay? You guys like it? So it takes like 5 to 10 minutes to show up in this log, but then it gives you the full view, right? It immediately gives you the full view. So you can see exactly what activity is going on there in your on-premises too. The other aspect is these logs are available for 90 days. Okay, so in this audit log, it's true for even Office 365 as well. It's not going to be there forever, otherwise it'll keep growing. So it'll be there for 90 days. So the other key point is there are programmatic interfaces. Some of you might be familiar. It's called the reporting services endpoint. So you can have some internal tools, insights tool that you might already have. So you can just use this endpoint and retrieve those activities into those internal tools and do all sort of insights that you wanted to do, both for your on-prem and your online activities as well. Yeah, go ahead. Activities? Yeah, so the question was, you know, how do I add all activities, or would we increase the activities there? I think we will look at the ones we do in SharePoint Online, right? And then there will be a try to have a consistency with on-premises. At the same time, there are not a one-on-one match, right? There are some scenarios that are make sense and are available in SharePoint Online, but not in on-premises. So we wouldn't be trying to match that up, that makes sense. But we will try to increase the activities that we are adding into this into the pipeline itself, right? This is where it's in preview. I encourage you to try it out and let us know, hey, this particular activity is super important for on-prem usages. You know, feel, you know, give us a feedback, then we can keep adding and improving this experience too. You had a question, sir?
Yeah, is there any chance that we're gonna get extension on that 3 months? Maybe, you know, could we pay extra premium or something to get a full year worth of logs?
That's a good question. Let's talk offline. I would like to understand, you know, what's the use cases in terms of keeping that led. Again, like I said, this is not specific to hybrid auditing, that 90-day stuff. It's true even in the cloud as well. But I'd like to understand your use case, like what's the timeline you're looking for, and then we can go from there. And
okay.
Perhaps I can take that feedback too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Not yet. So we just introduced that central. The question was, in FP1, in Feature Pack 1, we introduced some new actions that we are logging for the central administration, which is the on-premises pure admin actions. Those are called admin actions. Those are made for the on-premises administrators. And there is not yet a synonym for it in the cloud. So again, this is where it's because it's a hybrid auditing feature that consistency is important, but not yet. It's not there today. Okay, so that's for hybrid auditing. And let me, you guys have seen the demo. And also, like I said, it's a fairly simple configuration and get you going in enabling your 2016 enable environment with the auditing capability. And not only these three scenarios that I talked about, there are several business values with the hybrid scenarios. I briefly mentioned them in my first slide. I've gone through specific scenarios. But in real quick, I call this as a wheel of business values. As we introduce more and more scenarios, as we said in the last year, and this with these three new scenarios, like hybrid 1x4 business, team sites, extranet sites, cloud search application and Dell, hybrid profile redirection, hybrid extensible app launcher, and then the modern attachment with Exchange Online and 1x4 business, and then the new two new that we just announced, which is the hybrid taxonomy and hybrid auditing. All of these, except the hybrid auditing, everything else is available in 2013. So you can definitely, you know, give it a try and give us your feedback as well. Some people are taking pictures. I'll give it 1 minute. And as I said, there is a single URL, aka.ms/sphybrid, and the hybrid.office.com. So with that, this slide is updated now. I included, as you noticed, three more scenarios, which is hybrid extensible app launcher, hybrid taxonomy, and hybrid auditing. So it gives you, I would say, the full spectrum of hybrid scenarios that are possible, and you can enable them right within where you are today in the SharePoint, from within your SharePoint 2013. It's a pretty extensive list, right? And I'm pretty sure, I believe, that each and every on-premises 2013 customer has at least a value in one of these hybrid scenarios. Not necessarily all of them, but at least one of these hybrid scenarios that you can then make use of it as well in your environment. So to summarize, the new hybrid scenarios that I talked about, we believe are unblocking, and the customer feedback that I shared with you, the three key feedbacks, especially we talked about extensible app launcher where there's no migration needed, and at the same time, you're able to get the cloud innovations to your on-premises users. And in that regard, one point to call out, only the end-user-facing features, such as extensible app launcher, hybrid 1x4 business, and hybrid sites, and so on, those have the hybrid audience capability, because those are end-user-facing features. Whereas for auditing, hybrid auditing or hybrid taxonomy, those are more like admin-facing features. So there is no sort of admin audience or something for that. So just to clarify that part. Single enterprise-wide managed metadata, which is based on the hybrid taxonomy preview that I called out. And then last but not least, the unified auditing view as well for your on-prem and in the cloud. And there are a couple of online resources that I have linked here. It has specific links to all the scenarios that I just mentioned, as well as there are also other Ignite sessions links as well that I called out. So with that, and thank you very much for your time. I'm happy to take questions.